At 9 in the morning, the women are warming up for their rehearsal. They are shaking their legs, arms and heads and stretching their bodies after a long night of prostituting themselves in bars and streets of Naivasha. Now the sunlight falls through the window of an old church they are using as a rehearsal space and lightens up their faces. For 3 weeks, sex workers have met here nearly every morning to learn dancing. And so far, things already progressed very well, says project manager Amrei Krings.
It's amazing, like comparing the first few days when you come into the church and the women are very quiet and shy and they keep on looking towards the ground. Now you come close to the church, you hear laughter and you go inside and people are just happy, they greet you, they're very open, they're just excited to see you, excited to start the training.
That is what Amrei was hoping for. The 20-year-old PhD student from Berlin came up with the idea of empowering female sex workers by dancing. Now she's standing in the church and seeing how her idea is becoming reality. Two dance trainers, one from Kenya and one from Germany, are working together with 30 women. They help them to gain new experiences with their bodies, which all show emotional and physical scares, due to stigma in society, the violence of their clients, and their own addiction to alcohol. Dance gives the women the chance to forget about it, have some fun together, and become stronger. One of them is JJ, who doesn't want to give her real name.
Yeah, there is something changed. Even my body has changed. Now I'm free. I can jump, I can do what. But at the back there, I was not jumping, doing whatever. But for now, I'm free. I can do it, everything.
To make this experience for the women happen, Amrei has to work in the background. She organizes everything that is needed to make the project a success. Getting a lunch for the women, organizing self-defense courses, arranging testings for sexual transmitted diseases, and lots more. In the run-up to the dance workshop, Amrei had some trouble with her partner organization Live Bloom Services. And once she arrived in Kenya, she found herself left alone.
We were always waiting for the partner organization to take over leadership and were handed over from one person to the next person, back to the first, over to the third. It was a lot of chaos, and until we actually realized that there was not really an intention to take over leadership at all, because there was no money running, I guess.
Money is a constant issue between Amrei and Live Bloom Services. As a group from Europe, some of the helpers in Kenya expect them to pay for everything.
I totally underestimated the importance of money here. You know, be the white people coming, spreading out the money all there and everything is fine. Now, I don't do voluntary work to that huge extent as I did with the last 1.5 years to just throw money out there. That's not the role I want to play.
Regardless of the hurdles she's faced behind the scenes, Amrei and her team have continued with the project as well as they could. During the fourth and the last week of the workshop, the participating women have to combine the different dance moves that they have learned so far. The aim is to perform in 3 days in front of family and friends. So the dance coaches are putting on the pressure, and the women even agreed to put in some extra hours. The day of the performance finally arrives. Around 100 mothers and children came to see the show. The ladies are dressed in black leggings and lassos, an orange-white traditional Kenyan cloth that is worn around the waist. Everyone has painted their faces white with blue stripes and circles in order to not be identified as sex workers by the audience. Plus, the makeup and the clothes make the women look like a strong, unified dance group. Before they start their show, Amrei gives them a few last words.
Just enjoy the performance. It's a beautiful feeling to be performing in front of people, to show how strong you are, how much you learned, how well you focused you are, and how great you can concentrate. And just celebrate yourself. That's the most important thing about that.
Then the show starts, a 10-minute mix of African dance and modern dance theater.
5,000 surnames, 5,000 last names. Hi, you know me?
The performance is a success and the ladies repeat it 3 times. At the end, the audience comes onto the stage and all the participants dance together with them. And even Amrei and the rest of her team are asked to join. For today at least, the stigma has fallen and these women are just like every other woman in their community. This is Falk Steinborn for DW in Naivasha, Kenya.